All right, we are thrilled to be joined by Nick Owsen from 24/7 Sports. And Nick, obviously a pretty exciting fan, or pretty exciting time to be a fan of the Badgers, and probably exciting for your work as well, as the Badgers are on a heater with recruiting and football.
Guys, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me back, of course. And, you know, this is one of, really in terms of high school recruiting, guys, the best runs that I've really gotten to cover. I mean, we had to, you know, kind of adjust our show time a little bit because there was another commitment that I had to cover. So it's been, I think at this point, 9 commits in the last 9 days, certainly keeping me busy. And at this time, guys, sitting at the 13th highest rated class in the country. But one of their most recent commitments, Jack Tabbert, still has to get rated. So that could even be around like 11 or 12. Obviously, a lot of these other schools are still adding players, and we'll see how things adjust going forward. But still, right now, really, really impressive stuff.
Yeah, Nick, looking at the recruiting rankings, and they're top 15 right now when Tabbert gets tabulated, could end up near the top 10. But obviously, you look at some of the big schools underneath them, like in Auburn, a Texas Tech, who are sitting at a much lower recruit total. Could see them hopping the Badgers. But even if the Badgers fall to maybe like a top 25 class, like what changed for Luke Fickell and the Badgers when it comes to recruiting? Because they've had fine classes the past few years, but this seems to be different this year.
Yeah, Riley, it's a really good question. I know it's one that, you know, kind of some of the fans have really asked me as well this offseason too. And I think it is basically three things that I've kind of broken it down into. Number one, I've told you guys about, you know, culture. I do think it has been pretty good the last couple of years, but I think for really one of the first times you've seen young guys get on the field early. Obviously, two players I know you guys have talked about a lot, Mason Posa, Cooper Catalano. So they got on there. They're young. They've got some Wisconsin ties, obviously, with Coop. Post is a huge household name now. They've come back and they've kind of been these cultural leaders, so they can see what happens there. Number two, you know, I think it's dishonest not to kind of acknowledge that there has been an infusion of, you know, more financial help and money this offseason. Obviously, that played a huge, huge role in the portal. But I do think it has helped lock down some of these top guys a little bit faster, earlier, maybe over some top competition. And then I think maybe as much as those guys, this in-state class, which is now up to, I think, 10 in-state commits, just the guys that are coming to the Badgers program, it's been really strong. They're a tight-knit group. They're very well-varied in terms of different positions. And I think they've played a huge role in just guys wanting to come to Madison and really bond and kind of turn this thing around.
So it's fair to say Wisconsin's winning recruiting battles that they didn't win a few years ago.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I think one that they certainly did win a couple years back was like a guy like Mason Posa, but they're doing more of those this cycle. I agree. When you think of Yazin Zion, who they got last weekend, defensive line, which as we all know is a premium position, they beat out schools like LSU, Florida, Oklahoma, Miami. Like, that's really impressive. You know, Makai Williams at corner. Like, some of these spots that you're maybe not always going to get the top guys here to Madison or get these types of talents in the state of Wisconsin, they've done that. So, no question, Jim, legitimate recruiting battles. I think really impressive, especially because, you know, we can be honest, some of these other schools I just mentioned have had more success the last few years. So, the fact that Luke Fickell, these recruiting staffers and the staff are able to bring them in, it's really strong. And now, obviously, you know, in this day and age, you got to win games, you got to hold them to signing day and see what happens.
Going back to in-state recruiting, which you mentioned, Eric Mateos just tweeted it out. I don't know if it was yesterday or 2 days ago, but that the wall has been rebuilt around the state of Wisconsin, specifically for offensive linemen. How has this staff gone about rebuilding that wall? Have they developed better relationship with these high school coaches? Is just a great class? Like, how have they gone about rebuilding the wall around the state?
Yeah, Riley, that's kind of a huge story, right? That, you know, even in this great class, that is the base of it. I mean, about half of this class really is. So I think if you really spoke with Wisconsin, I do think they've done a little bit of a better job at building some of these relationships. I will always say I think a little bit of that was overblown just because you're also not going to get classes in the state every year with this many power conference guys, which is understandable, but they've made more of a point of it. And then again, I think it's also guys like Ethan McIntosh, Corey Isaac Miller, like these guys that jumped in early have then kind of taken on these roles of, hey, jump starting and wanting to be almost the faces of kind of this foundation in this program, Riley. So I think it's a little bit of everything. I think if people say just one thing, you know, it's not necessarily accurate, but I would say there's been more of a point in terms of connecting with alumni and people just kind of closer to the state and the university the last, I'd probably say, year and a half.
So with this recruiting class, it's very exciting, but what does Fickell, do you think, have to do this year to actually be able to keep and coach these kids? With a new AD coming in, they've been descending in wins. The program has to turn around. I kind of set the bar that they need to be closer to 9 or 10 wins for a new AD to come in and say, I'm good with this, because, look, if I'm coming into a job, I want my person. And maybe they become best friends and they believe in the program, but if my job's on the line as an AD, I want someone that I handpicked who I think is going to be great at it, and it could be Fickell. But I think 7 wins, he's probably going to be SOL, and the Badgers are going to move on. That 9-10 win number is kind of that number that I see for Fickell, that he'll be able to stay and then reap the benefits of this great recruiting class.
Yeah, Jim, it's a big question. Obviously, I think when you look at the schedule, look, I mean, technically, you know, 7 wins would be better than the last couple of years. But like you said, the schedule is fairly, you know, beatable, you'd like to say. They did spend a ton in the portal, and you want to see kind of a consistent trajectory. So I have kind of my doubts of how maybe quickly they would make a move that you're kind of alluding to if some of this recruiting and stuff stays together. However, if you want to maybe remove, you know, any doubt and just feel like you're in a really, really good spot, unless you get 7 with a marquee win over maybe Notre Dame or Penn State, I would probably say 8 or so. I mean, I think 8-4 is a pretty good season with the chance to bring back. I think it'd be like 75-80% of the expected key players, because there are guys with a lot of eligibility left. You've seen these classes coming in. I think that the connections with, like I said, alumni, people around the state, have all been better. But as we know, Jim, you're exactly right. Wins and losses are the most important thing, and the new AD will probably want to have a say. So I personally think if they can get to 8, you're sitting well, looking to get back into a bowl game and see what happens.
Nick, building off of that, we spent a lot of time together at spring practices analyzing this new crop of talent and the roster the Badgers are going to put on the field come this fall. Are there any players in particular or a specific aspect of the 2026 Wisconsin Badgers that get you particularly excited?
Yeah, it's a great question, Riley. I think first and foremost, you know, kind of some of those aspects that we've become really used to in Wisconsin football. I'm excited to see this running back room. You've got, obviously, Abu Sama there. You brought in Brian Jackson. I think Darion Dupree's taking a nice leap. And then the offensive line. I think that they showed flashes in terms of pass pro, really, the last year or so. There were some injuries, but the run game was not what we're expecting and, you know, kind of what we're used to. And I think Eric Mateos, you mentioned some of the tweets, Riley, like, he takes a lot of pride in the run game, and I don't think he's going to mess around if guys aren't up to snuff. I don't think that they're going to be playing a lot. So I'm pretty confident in those aspects. And then just obviously kind of some of the defense, especially the back end. I'm not saying it's the best. We need to see it, kind of what happens when games come in September, October. But I think from top to bottom in terms of corners and safeties, it could maybe be the deepest secondary we've seen in Madison in 5+ years.
All right, well, on that, like, give me a couple players that Badger fans haven't seen, you know, the last few years that you're expecting, whether it's someone who's been buried in the depth chart or a portal transfer or a true freshman. Just give me a couple guys that Badger fans are going to be pleasantly surprised about this year.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple on each side, Jim. I think Kevin Haywood, obviously, we all expected to see him last year, the unfortunate injury. He's looked really good. He's obviously healthy now. I think he's going to play a huge role. Abu Sama, I mentioned the transfer from Iowa State. He missed a little bit of time early in camp, kind of a minor hamstring injury or something, but then he was back, and you saw exactly what many of us saw at Iowa State for several seasons and why I believe he can be an NFL back if he continues to develop. under Jaden Everett. And then defense, people know about Posa and Catalano, of course. I'll give a couple names that, you know, maybe the casual fan doesn't know as much. Nick Clayton, I don't think he's necessarily going to start, but with his pass rushing ability, how he's grown in the run defense and just kind of adding muscle mass as well, I think he's going to be somebody to watch. And in the secondary, I will say Jameer Scott. Riley, you know, mentioned obviously us being at camp together. I felt like he was a standout nearly every day of practice. Whether he's with that top group of corners or second group, he's taken a huge leap. A good fickle recruit from high school. I think those are four or five names to definitely watch out for.
Yeah, I agree with Jameer Scott. He was making plays. Dude's a ball hawk. He was fun to watch. And you also bring up the depth of the secondary. I think the leadership, too, provided by a guy like Javen Robinson is going to be really helpful. Senior transfer from Oklahoma State, I believe. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Nick.
Arizona State.
Okay, thank you. I knew there was a state school in there. Thank you. That's why we have you on. I guess going back to recruiting here briefly, I've noticed on your board and just in general, like, we have to give the assistant coaches a lot of credit here too. Like a new guy coming in like Adi Confessor, EJ Whitlow on the defensive line, Eric Mateos, we've already mentioned. Out of all the assistant coaches, whether they're new or returning, are there any that have particularly stuck out to you as a great recruiter or someone who's really made strides this offseason?
Yeah, I think, and I appreciate you saying that, because on the boards, I always make a point of that. You know, people don't always know who kind of some of the main recruiters are. I would say, I think a returner that I think has had a phenomenal class is Jack Cooper. He's now got three safeties in the fold. Obviously, that's a pretty loaded class to really kind of bring in. I know somebody that always seems to be able to close really well is Matt Mitchell. He kind of teamed up with EJ Whitlow for Yazeen Zion, and then his two other edge recruits. And then obviously, you know, it would just be one player at the position all they wanted, but maybe somebody in now like Jaden Everett. He got Kingston Allen in, and he's got a couple top five running backs visiting here in the near future as well. So those are a few that come to mind. But I think overall, it's a pretty strong like recruiting staff. I think a lot of these guys have very good personalities. They're hungry. They're able to connect. A lot of them are fairly young or kind of in the middle of their careers, but not necessarily super late. So I think they're hungry, Riley. I'd probably say the majority of the staff are above average to really good recruiters.
Well, Nick, we appreciate your time. It's fantastic stuff. Thanks for hopping on and getting everyone excited about all the new players coming in for the University of Wisconsin.
Always my pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me again.
Appreciate your time, Nick.
That's Nick Osen from 24/7. This has been the Jump Around, a Badger-dedicated show on the ESPN Madison and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels.